joy and pleasure at the movie show. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is the Monday bonus episode. Coming to you from a pirate radio station in Woodland Hills, California. 6 a.m. Thursday, September 24th. I snuck out in the early a.m. I went to Coffee Bean. I need some caffeine. So I went over there. Wore a mask. I wore a glove. I didn't touch any surfaces with my bare hands. Didn't breathe on anyone. No one breathed on me. I was the only one in the store. So, everything's good. Got my large hot mocha latte. Two shots only. Three shots of espresso. That's too much for me. And I get it extra hot. Because inevitably when I get home, it's not hot. So I say extra hot. And then when I get home, it's just regular hot. So that's it. That's how the morning's going. Everyone's asleep but me. And I'm recording. So, topic today is original soundtrack songs. These are songs that were written for a specific film or songs that only appeared on the soundtrack for that movie. My go-to is always Fast Times at Ridgemont High because that's my favorite soundtrack. And my example I always use is Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne. You can only get that song on that soundtrack. It was never on a Jackson Browne album until he, you know, released, you know, greatest hits packages, and then they would throw it on there. But so that's what I'm talking about. Those are the songs I'm looking for. Songs that are not on your favorite artist's actual albums, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Now, before we start, we've got a lot to unpack here. First of all, this Friday, if you're a Patreon supporter, $2 Patreon supporter, the prizes are going to be, I have three copies of Peter Asher's The Beatles from A to Z, an alphabetical mystery tour. Peter will be my guest on Thursday's episode. Had a nice one-on-one conversation with him about his work as a producer with Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor, and as a performer with Peter and Gordon. And working as an A&R guy for Apple Records. And, you know, fascinating guy. Lots of stuff to say. So that's the Thursday episode. Also, want to give a quick shout out to... I've entered into a trade-out ad deal with my new buddy Doug over at Etsy.com. Now, let me explain this all. A couple years ago, friend of the show and listener Greg Chittister, for Christmas he sent me a set of 7 custom coasters. They're made on ceramic tile, and they're glossy, and Greg picked 6 album covers that relate to the show: Cheap Trick, The Cars, Nine Inch Nails, REM, Beatles, U2, and the Rock Solid logo. And these are great. I'll put a picture of these up on the Twitter today and on the Rock Solid Facebook page. And here's what we're going to do. In a couple weeks, we are going to give away one coaster to 8 of our Patreon supporters. That'll be the contest. So you'll get to custom make whatever coaster you want. If your favorite album happens to be, I don't know, let's say it's British Steel by Judas Priest, then that's the coaster you'll get. 8 people will win. And then if you like these things, they make great Christmas gifts. So the holidays are coming up. You know, you'll have time to order these up. And you'll order them from our friend Doug. He's at Etsy.com/shop // Chester Coasters. Plus, I am also going to put up a code for the Rock Solid people. It'll be $5 off any order. So that's what we're going to do. So thank you, Doug, for supplying the code. And hopefully, you know, after the folks win these individual coasters and they go to your shop and see what you do and they see the picture that I post, they're going to want to buy these coasters too. It was an amazing gift from Greg. And now we're going to help out Doug. And Doug's going to help out us because he's going to supply the prize. So it all works. Love it. All right. Let's get moving. That was 6 minutes of unpacking of some stuff. So we got original soundtrack songs. This topic was suggested by Jeff Scobel. So thank you, Jeff, for suggesting the topic. I was all in on it. And I'm going to kick it off with a song. And then Jeff's going to jump in because it's his topic. And then we're going to let Daryl Asher play a song because Daryl does all the Monday bonus episode artwork. So that's going to be the first three right out the door. Those are going to be the first songs. So first up, I chose a song called Speed from the original motion picture soundtrack of the movie Speed. This song is by Billy Idol. It was written by Billy Idol and guitarist Steve Stevens, who, by the way, I will be recording with on Monday. When you're hearing this, I'll be recording with Steve Stevens. So I made that happen. I think he's going to be fun. He seems like a fun guy, right? Lots to talk about with him. He worked with Vince Neil. He worked with Michael Jackson. He's worked with Billy Idol for years and years and years. So that's going to be cool. So let's start it off with the song called Speed from the movie called Speed from the artist called Billy Idol. Here we go. Whoa,
hell's no place to sleep in a world beyond control. Caught in the headlights coming after you. When I woke up this morning, I had to do what I gotta do. Flash me to heaven for loving you. Flash me to heaven for loving you.
Love it. Love that song. Only available on the Speed soundtrack until Billy released a greatest hits a few years back. I think it was his second greatest hits package that it's on. So enjoy it. Speed. Right here on Rock Solid. All right. The aforementioned Jeff Scobel, he's got an intro for us and he's got a song for us. So let's hear what he's got to say. Whoop, hit the mic.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. It's Jeff Scobel from Detroit again. I know space is limited for the soundtrack song episode, but I had to try to submit one anyway. Let the chips fall where they may. The soundtrack to the movie St. Elmo's Fire has some good songs on it, most notably the title track by John Parr, which I've always loved, along with good tracks by John Anderson of Yes and Billy Squire. The song I'm picking, though, is called Young and Innocent by a guy named John Elefante, whose big claim to fame is taking over lead vocals from Steve Walsh and the band, wait for it, Kansas, for two albums in the 80s. This guy is a big producer of Christian rock and pop albums and has recorded several solo albums himself, which are actually quite good. I've always liked his voice, and this is just kind of a sweet little song that I'm a big fan of, and I hope everybody enjoys it. Keep on rocking and stay safe, everybody.
Not as easy as it used to be.
Just waiting to get to the chorus on that one. Young and Innocent from the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack by John Elefante. John Elefante was in Kansas. He was lead vocalist for Vinyl Confessions and Drastic Measures. Both of those albums are cool. I like both of those records. And Jeff's favorite band is Kansas, so that's why he picked a Kansas-related artist. So good job, Jeff. Good job. All right, Daryl Asher's next. Now, his song is, I will allow it. It works, but song by The Who. It was written for their album, Quadrophenia, which then was eventually made into a movie. So the song was written for the same project, whether it was an album or a movie. So I'm going to allow it. And the version I'm going to play is from the original soundtrack of Quadrophenia. So, you know, because you know me, I'm hardcore with these things. I give you rules and I expect you to abide by them. All right, here we go. Daryl Asher, enjoy it.
Hello again, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Daryl Asher here. Soundtrack songs. This gives me an opportunity to recommend a song that should have been included back in the Who episode, but no one picked it. And that is 5:15 from the album and the movie Quadrophenia by The Who. So there you go. That's my pick. Thank you. See you next time.
Fascinating to me that The Who has a Tommy album and a Quadrophenia album, and then they re-recorded the songs for the soundtracks. Kind of interesting. They both sound slightly different. I don't know why they just didn't use what they originally recorded, but I guess I don't know. I have no idea why. If I knew, I would tell you, but I don't know, so I can't. And that's all I'm going to say. All right, moving right along with our next original soundtrack song. I don't know if this guy's contributed before or not. Maybe he'll tell us. The name doesn't look familiar, and I apologize. I see a lot of names. I see a lot of names. I said it. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. And for this listener request episode, I wanted to highlight a song that's always been one of my favorites, from a movie directed and starring that fun-loving rocker from the Midwest, John Mellencamp.
Oh, he's
in 1992,
wonderful.
Mellencamp took a script written by Larry McMurtry of Lonesome Dove fame and turned it into Falling from Grace, which ended up making about $200,000 during a very limited theatrical run. The original soundtrack had some highlights, but in my opinion, the best song was Whiskey Burnin' by Mellencamp's soon-to-be former guitarist Larry Crane. Crane was fired from the band right around this time, after asking for more money, but by all accounts, he got off easy because Mellencamp was such a pain to work for. Although the movie was a dud, I love the song Whiskey Burnin' by Larry Crane. Thanks again, Pat, for doing these episodes.
box won't be changing at us. World affairs are gonna come crashing in. They'll call home, but they'll get no answer, and things will never be the same again. So a lot of whiskey burning, lots of people crying.
It's a good tune by Larry Crane, good guitarist. That was a big loss for me when he left the Mellencamp band, because I liked him so much. I think he has some solo albums, so I guess seek those out. But that's Whiskey Burning. Good deal. Thank you, George. Next up is a song by Huey Lewis in the News. And I was a little feisty on Twitter last week about Huey Lewis in the News. Because personally for me, that music just doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up for me. Now, I do love the Picture This album. Second album by the band. I think it's a great album. Even the song Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. I can handle that. And the song that's going to be played here is fantastic. It takes me right back to 1985, and it makes me think of this motion picture. But then so much of Four and Sports just doesn't hold up for me anymore. And those videos aren't helping, because those pop right into my head and make me hate the music more. So you can at me. I'm not afraid of adding. But yeah, for me, just not all of it, but most of it, some of it, a lot of it just doesn't hold up. But I do like this next song, and it's perfect for the show. So I'm glad it's going to be played. Here we go.
Hello, Pat, and all of my fellow rock solidians out there. Justin Harris calling from Phoenix, Arizona. When I heard the announcement of the original soundtrack show that Pat is doing, right off the top of my head, Huey Lewis in the News. When I was about 12 years old, maybe 11, lived in Pennsylvania, Easton, Pennsylvania, in a little borough called Wilsonboro. And at the time, Back to the Future came out. Of course, a movie that was very popular. Everybody, I think, saw that. Pat, you've talked about it. The song is The Power of Love. You can drop it anywhere. All of you be good out there and keep fighting the good fight. Thanks, Pat.
Great tune. Great movie. I was 21 when Back to the Future came out. Holy cow. Everyone did like Back to the Future, except my parents, who walked out. This might be what Justin's referring to when he says, I've talked about the movie before. Everyone is seeing Back to the Future. It's a mega hit. Everyone loves it. Feel good movie. Fun. Some sci-fi. Comedy, Michael J. Fox, everything about it, people love. And then my parents go see it. And my parents had to be like in their 40s in 1985. I'd have to do the math on that. But, you know, of an age where you should still enjoy things. I remember they came home and I was like, I thought you guys went to see Back to the Future. Oh, yeah, we walked out. And this was what my mom said. I go, you walked out? Oh. When he goes back in time and falls in love with his mother, that could never happen. Really, Mom? A movie with a time machine? Couldn't happen? Oh my fucking God. Anyway, they keep talking about remaking it or rebooting it. And I just say, leave it. Leave it. Stop remaking good movies. Remake a bad movie. Remake a movie that just almost was good and then wasn't. That's what you should remake. Don't remake a classic movie. You saw what happened when they remade Psycho. It just doesn't work. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. Next up, we have another one of the Rock Solid artists, Kyle Hildreth, has been doing tons and tons of artwork for us for the episodes. He never says no, always willing to do it, and I appreciate you, Kyle, very much. So let's see what Kyle has in store for us.
Hey, everybody, it's Kyle Hildreth from the Woods of Western Mass, and my choice for song off a soundtrack is going to be Anthrax with Poison My Eyes from the Last Action Hero soundtrack. I'm guessing this is going to be a popular choice for a lot of people, but not a popular track for them to pick. It's not the best song off the album, and it's rap rock, everybody's not favorite. But in between with the Wiki Wikis in the beginning and the end, it's a really muscly metal song in between. It's one of the first ones I did with John Bush. It's from right a week before the Sound of White Noise album came out from 1993. And really, it's the best song from that couple of years there by Anthrax, I think, that John Bush era Anthrax. And I'll always remember the song because this is, we went down to the beach one year in high school with a bunch of friends, and it was a rough day out there, real stormy, lots of undertow, and this song really made up for that kind of day. So here's Anthrax with Poison My Eyes.
That's a rocking tune. Anthrax isn't really, on my radar as far as a band. Maybe because that Scott Ian pops up so many times in Rock Docs. And whenever you can't get anyone, get Scott Ian. He'll do it. And also because Scott Ian pops up at my local Target. So he's recognizable, folks, with the rainbow chin beard. So he's not afraid to be seen. But Last Action Hero, 1993... Yeah, I remember going to that movie and hating it. I just hated it. And at the time, I just don't think I got it. I don't think I got what they were trying to do because I've seen bits and pieces of it on TV, you know, in the past 10 years or so. And I really enjoy it. So I think I just didn't get what they were going for. I should actually watch it start to finish now and see what I think. But I did pick a song from this soundtrack also. And, Kyle said that Poison My Eyes isn't the best song on the soundtrack. I actually think this song is the best song on the soundtrack. And Arnold Schwarzenegger even appeared in the video. This is AC/DC with Big Gun.
Yeah.
There you go, AC/DC from 1993. It's 2020, and apparently we're going to get a new AC/DC album very soon. I don't know if it'll be released by the end of the year or if they're going to hold off until 2021 when they can tour. Fingers crossed. I've only seen AC/DC once. I'll be the first in line to see AC/DC when they come to Los Angeles, without a doubt. Such a great show. So, so good. All right, moving on to a friend of ours from up north, from Canada.
Good day, eh? It's Glenn K. Amo from Moncton, New Brunswick, yet again. Songs recorded for movie soundtracks? Simple. I'm a good Canadian boy, so from 1983, here's Ian Thomas with the title track from what is possibly the greatest Canadian film ever made, Strange...
Something wrong with this beer, eh?
Take off.
Do it, do it. Oh, good day, I'm Bob McKenzie, this is my brother.
All right, so, I must have made a mistake on Glenn K. Amo's intro. And it got clipped at the end. And what he was going to say is Strange Brew. And it got clipped off. And I apologize, Glenn. That is my fault. I know that's my fault. So, back to the song, Ian Thomas, and the title track from Strange Brew. And I apologize to Glenn.
Something wrong with this beer, eh?
Take off.
Do it, do it. Oh, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck them, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
Beauty, eh?
Okay, don't talk here.
Why not?
Because the guy's gonna sing.
Hey, I went to the doctor.
I love that. Have you seen Rick Moranis? He's in that new commercial with Ryan Reynolds. I guess Ryan Reynolds has some type of a mobile phone service. I don't know what he has. He's got good looks and muscles and a career, and he's funny, and he can do drama and action. Now he has to have a business. I don't know. All right, so look, I made a mistake on Glenn K. Amo's intro. So what I'm going to do is I found his original file. I'm going to play his intro all over again. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Pat, why don't you just edit this in and then we'll never know that you made a mistake and we'll never know anything about it. I'm going to be honest with you. That's going to be a hassle for me. So I would just as soon rectify it in real time and play his intro for you right now, top to bottom, cleanly. All right? That's what I'm going to do. Not editing this Monday bonus episode. Jesus. I did so much editing, putting songs in the Peter Asher episode. I can't do it. It's a bonus episode. Extra. It's extra. Here we go.
Good day, eh? It's Glenn K. Amo from Moncton, New Brunswick, yet again. Songs recorded for movie soundtracks? Simple. I'm a good Canadian boy, so from 1983, here's Ian Thomas with the title track from what is possibly the greatest Canadian film ever made, Strange Brew.
There you go. How sweet was that? Plus, you got to hear Glenn K. Amo's name a bunch of times. And you can go to YouTube and look up Glenn K. Amo. He's a very funny guy. He's a comedian. And you can watch some of his work. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Back in February, Kyle Dodson was here at the house. And we recorded a bunch of episodes. One of those episodes has not yet been released unless you're part of the ASAP Club. The reason is we did another James Bond theme song episode, but we only focused on the five Daniel Craig themes, including the new Billie Eilish theme. So that will be coming out in November when the James Bond movie is supposed to come out. There's no way it's coming out, but I'm going to drop that episode in November no matter what. But there's no way they're releasing that, and it's going to get pushed to May unless they do video on demand. By the way, I'll pay $100 to watch it, James Bond, in my house, video on demand. I'll pay $100. I'm on record as saying that. Don't tell my wife that. She might disagree with that amount, but that's what I'll pay. I'll pay it. So one of my favorite songs from a James Bond movie, it's from The Living Daylights. It's on the soundtrack. I don't know if it was in line to be the theme song or not. And then they just loved it so much that they put it on the soundtrack. If I ever get to talk to Chrissy Hynde, I will ask her these questions. But this is a song by Pretenders, and it's called Where Has Everybody Gone? This is my pick. I've played this before. If I have an excuse to play it, I'll play it. Chrissy Hynde and Pretenders get a chance to do a James Bond theme sometime because her voice is perfect, perfect for James Bond songs. And that has all the elements of a classic James Bond song, in my opinion. This is my opinion. All right, let's hear from one of the women. Is this the only woman on the show today? Episode's becoming dude heavy. But yeah, this is another one of our friends from up north, though. Let's hear what she has picked. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. It's Karen Landry. My pick for the soundtrack song is Car Wash by Rolls Royce from the movie Car Wash, released in 1976. It's such a great and happy song. On a personal note, I've never seen this movie, so let me know, Rock Solid World, if it's worth a watch. Thanks and enjoy.
The band is Rolls Royce. Karen, I have also never seen the movie Car Wash, but I got to be honest with you, that song, it just gives you a feeling of what that movie's going to be like. Probably fun, right? That's right. The 70s were great. You could just write about a discotheque, write a movie about a car wash, write a movie about anything. It's great. Thank you, Karen Landry. And we've been thinking about you this week, Karen, so hope you guys are doing well. Next up, okay, here we go. This is the part that Aaron Kahn hates. This is when I play, a couple people back to back, with their intros, and songs all together. That's what I'm going to do, Aaron. So, you know, whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do. If you're going to complain about it, that's fine. But here we go, Aaron. You're going to kick it off too, Aaron. It's actually back-to-back Aarons. Then we're going to get a David, and then we're going to get an Eric. Okay? Four in a row. This is when I chill. This is the chill, rock solid chill time. Turning up the volume on this. I'm going to turn my microphone off. Here we go.
Hey there, rock solid listeners. Aaron here again, and I've decided to take part in this soundtrack-themed episode. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Not much has been going on since I last submitted something here. And if my intro is being played right now, I'm guessing we're at the part of the episode that Pat claims to be my least favorite part of the listener episodes. So there's something.
That's right, that's
anyway,
right.
The song I've picked here comes from a cult classic movie called Performance. Released in 1970, the movie is about a British gangster named Chaz, played by James Fox, who tries to hide out from his boss by staying in a flat owned by a reclusive rock star named Turner, played by Mick Jagger. Originally filmed in 1968, this movie was shelved for 2 years due to its sexual and violent content. The movie was finally released in 1970 and has since then attained a cult following. Now, I would only recommend it if you're already into cult classic, mind-bending, experimental movies. It really all depends your taste in movies here. It's not for everybody, but personally, I enjoy it. Now, during one scene in the movie, Mick Jagger performs this great song, and it's probably the best scene in the movie. From Performance, sung by Mick Jagger, this is Memo from Turner.
I want you at the cult convention back in 1965. You're the next great executive I see heavily advertised. You're the great man who starts a lich, policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Calm down. Gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing in my grave.
Hey there, Pat. And everyone in podcast land, this is Aaron Lowe calling in again from North Hollywood with a shameful admission. I've never really been a fan of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I enjoy the music, and Tim Curry is always great, but as a teenager in high school and college, when so many of my friends were getting into the movie and play, I just didn't share their enthusiasm. If you ask me, the horror musical mashup midnight movie from the 1970s is Brian De Palma's goofy cool Phantom of the Paradise. I really, really love this soundtrack, and I could pick any song from it, really, but I'm going to go with Goodbye, Eddie, Goodbye. The song, like all music on the soundtrack, was written by Paul Williams, but it's credited on the album to the Juicy Fruits, the fictional band from the movie that serves as a villainous counterpoint to the hero's more emotional and authentic music. The Juicy Fruits are basically corporate sellouts, who are chasing a new style each time we see them, embodying whatever trend evil label owner Swan, played by Paul Williams, deems the hot new thing. I think we're supposed to understand all of their songs are cheesy and soulless, but time for another shameful admission, I kind of like them. This one is a pop pastiche of energetic 50s nostalgia. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are already very familiar with this movie, but I'd encourage anyone who hasn't seen it to seek it out as we get into the Halloween season.
We'll remember you forever, Eddie. Through the sacrifice you made, we can't believe the price you paid. For love. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is David Nickel from Stratford, Ontario. My pick for the original soundtrack show is Cry Little Sister by Gerard McMahon from the soundtrack to the 1987 vampire flick The Lost Boys. This is one of those iconic soundtrack songs that will be forever linked to its parent movie, yet has also managed to live on beyond the movie. Cry Little Sister was issued as a single when the movie was initially released, although it never charted and I don't ever recall it having radio play. However, in the years since, the song has continued to captivate by way of fond movie memories, and initially with mixtapes and now with playlists. It has been remixed, covered, or sampled more than 20 different times, and recharted in 2003 and again in 2018. And to bring things full circle, Marilyn Manson's cover version of the track was the first single taken from the soundtrack to the movie The New Mutants, currently playing in theaters. Enjoy, everyone, and thanks again for the great shows, Pat.
My Shangri-La, I can't forget why you were mine. I need you now. Cry, sister.
Thou shalt not fall.
Cry, come to your brother.
Hey, non-porous rockers! It's Eric Amundsen in Minnesota with my sporadic Dylan contribution to the listener eps. Thanks, Pat, for doing these. Bob won his only Oscar for Wonder Boys, for which he wrote Things Have Changed. But I'm not going to play that. Over a quarter of a century before Wonder Boys, Bob did the entire soundtrack and acted in a major mainstream movie. I don't remember much about the movie from my single viewing several years ago, but the scene for which this song was written is pretty powerful, and I'd recommend looking it up on YouTube rather than sitting through 2 hours of a gritty 70s western, unless that's your thing. Anyway, from the soundtrack of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, here's Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
All right, guys, thanks for the break. Thanks for the rock solid chill out time. Appreciate it. But go back. Let's backtrack a little bit. First of all, Aaron Kahn, that song is great. Love that song. Love Mick Jagger. Without ever seeing the movie, I would say if the best scene in the movie is when Mick Jagger, rock star in real life, sings, then yeah, that's probably not a great movie. That's all I'm going to say. Aaron Lowe, Phantom of the Paradise. I have never seen it, but I am going to watch it. I've always wanted to watch it, and I love Brian De Palma films. So I am going to watch it. I'm going to wait till in a month and watch it around Halloween. I'm also going to say that maybe, and I don't like to tell other people what to do, so this is just a suggestion, but maybe Josh Fitzgerald from Movies That Rock, the podcast, gets in touch with Aaron Lowe. Maybe you guys cover this Phantom of the Paradise for one of Josh's podcast episodes. David Nickel. Lost Boys, that's a great soundtrack. Lou Graham's on that. And Roger Daltrey's on that. And Eric, and I mean, Knocking on Heaven's Door, that's a classic song. And I mean, I think we forget that it was written for that Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid movie. So that's what I'm going to tell you. And that's what I'm going to say. And now I'm going to play a song from my favorite soundtrack of all time, Fast Times at Midgemont. Who's Midge? maybe I shouldn't do these this early in the morning. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. See, the Mont, my brain's too quick. I was thinking too far in advance, and that's why I said Midgemont. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The band is Quarter Flash. The song is Don't Be Lonely. Get ready. Quarter Flash. Love them. Hard to find their physical CDs. Virtually unavailable. You can get a best of, but the physical CDs are tough. But luckily, one time Amy Lehman, you know Amy, Good Will Hunting, Amy, I asked her if she would just mail me all her CDs so I could physically load them into my iTunes myself. Because that's the kind of nerd I am. I didn't trust her to just send me some files. I want to load those things in myself. And she did. And then I kept them. No, I sent them back to her. And thank you, Amy. Now I have all the great Quarter Flash music. I wonder if Quarter Flash wants to chat with me through the Zoom. Rindy and Marv Ross. Still married. I think they made music within the past 10 years under the Quarter Flash name. I'm going to have to check in on that. But until we do that, let's listen to Matt Berkey. I'm telling you, Matt Berkey comes in today with the longest intro of all time from Matt Berkey. And it's not like 15 seconds. It's 1 minute and 1 second. Here we go.
Hi, this is Matt Berkey. I'm no stranger to soundtracks, having been a guest on Josh Scott Fitzgerald's podcast, Movies That Rock. Check out our latest episode, The Girl Can't Help It, from 1956, starring Jane Mansfield. My favorite contemporary director is Wes Anderson, and my favorite film of his is The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. It has a mix of classic rock songs and original compositions by Mark Mothersbaugh, a member of Devo and frequent collaborator with Wes Anderson. I've picked Ping Island / Lightning Strike Rescue Op. And to quote Steve Zissou, I'm going to find it and I'm going to destroy it. I don't know how yet, possibly with dynamite.
Here's my commentary. First of all, Josh Fitzgerald's podcast gets a second plug right there from Matt Berkey. And Josh and Matt are young dudes. So I don't know why they're watching a Jane Mansfield movie. But listen to that episode and find out. Also, let me know if Matt Berkey talks in that staccato type way when he's on a podcast. Clipping every three words. Come on. He couldn't possibly. He's got to talk like a robot. But he can't talk like that in real life, right? He be taken to the Funny Farm. That's a reference for old people, the Funny Farm. The Life Aquatic. I love Wes Anderson films. I have many of them in my Blu-ray collection. That's right. That's a physical movie on a disc. But The Life Aquatic, I wasn't able to finish it when I tried watching it when it first came out. And I'll have to go back to it. I mean, I love Bill Murray. I love Wes Anderson. I don't know what, maybe I was in a bad mood. Maybe that's what it was. But I didn't gel with it. But I'll try it again, Matt. Thank you for that song. Ping Island Lightning Strike Rescue Op. Now we got, coming up next, we have going to have two songs from the same soundtrack. It's the Sound City Reel to Reel documentary. I think both of these guys ask if this song would count, and it does. These songs were created for the doc, so they work. I think this first one I've played on the show before, but I like the artist, and I like the guy who's introducing it, so here we go.
Hello, Rock Solid fans. It's David Festini, and back in 2013, Dave Grohl did a documentary called Sound City. It was all about the famous Sound City Studios in Van Nuys, California, home to records by legendary artists like Cheap Trick, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Metallica, Johnny Cash, Neil Young, Fleetwood Mac, Foreigner, Elton John. The list was endless. But Sound City is important to me, not only because of those albums, but because of the albums Working Class Dog and Living in Oz, performed by, in the words of Dave Grohl,
Rick Fucking Springfield.
So for the movie, Rick and Dave and members of Foo Fighters got together and they wrote and performed the song The Man That Never Was, which I think is pretty cool, and the documentary is great. You should check it out. As always, Pat, thank you for letting me be part of the show.
How great would it be if Rick Springfield made a full album that he wrote and then was backed by the Foo Fighters? I mean, that song sounds great. I mean, Rick, stop doing these orchestra albums and these faux blues albums and these half-hearted country albums. And man, just get with the Foo Fighters and rock. I mean, that would be incredible. Incredible. All right, let's stay with the Sound City Reel to Reel. That's R-E-A-L-T-O-R-E-E-L. E. Ooh, E. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Rock Solid listeners. This is Michael Van Zandt from Troy, Illinois. For this week's listener-curated episode, original songs from movies, I'm going to go with probably one of my favorite soundtrack albums, a collection of original music recorded specifically for the film. I'm talking about Reel to Reel. It's the soundtrack to Dave Grohl's film, Sound City, which in itself is a fantastic movie to watch. It's a great documentary regarding the Sound City studio where many famous and well-known and just great albums were recorded. I'm going to go with the song that kicks off the album, Heaven and All. It features the band members Robert Levon Bean and Peter Hayes from one of my favorite bands, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and Dave Grohl on drums. And I got to say, this song is great top to bottom. I'll let Pat figure out where he wants to kick it off, because there's a lot of great stuff on here. Hope everyone enjoys the song, and check out the soundtrack and check out the film. Enjoy.
Sound City. That's it, man.
That was Tom Petty with that intro. Nice job, Dave Festini and Michael Van Zandt. Excellent. Two great songs from one great soundtrack. Good, good, good. I keep saying, here we go, before I play all the songs today. I didn't want to do that, but I'm doing it. I got to break the habit. Got to break the habit. What do I say? How about if I say, here it is? Okay. Yeah. Next guy up is Dwayne Hoffman. Here it is.
Hey, Pat. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. The track I've chosen is Free Me from the 1980 film McVicker, starring Roger Daltrey. This track was written by Russ Ballard and was in regular rotation on MTV back in the day. I always loved this track. Take it from the top. Thanks, Pat.
All right, I guess if I had to have a second favorite soundtrack, it would be McVicker. But the thing is, I always forget that McVicker is a soundtrack, because to me, it just feels like a Roger Daltrey solo album. There's 10 songs, two are instrumentals, the rest are sung by Daltrey. The instrumentals are great. And every song on this album is great. It's fantastic. If you've never heard the McVicker soundtrack, you got to get it. You got to get it. I love it so much that I'm actually going to add a song right now from the McVicker soundtrack. It's called Just a Dream Away.
And when I need you, I close my eyes. Then everything that the world denies, well, it's all in my head.
All of the current members of The Who play on that album on various tracks, including Pete Townsend and John Entwistle and Kenny Jones. So it's great. seek it out, get it, find it, do it. Next up, our friend Kevin Hartbarger.
Hi, Rock Solid friends. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in once again from Chicagoland. I'm recording this week in a more professional environment after being audio shamed by Pat. Honestly, I think it's just my pure joy coming through at sharing music with all of you. And if popping my peas over rock and roll is wrong,
how dare you?
I don't want to be right.
How dare you?
One of the greatest Oscar ceremony performances of all time was in 1998 when an out-of-place Elliott Smith took the stage in an ill-fitting white suit to sing Miss Misery from Good Will Hunting. This is such a perfect intersection of film and melody, and it's one of my favorite closing movie scenes ever. So if the professor calls about that job, just tell him, sorry, I have to go see about a girl. In the meantime, here's Elliott Smith with Miss Misery. Enjoy, and Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. The two tickets torn in half and say you do. The man in the park read the lines in my head.
Nice tune.
Told me I'm strong.
I love Good Will Hunting. Wait a minute, we've mentioned that twice on the show now too. Haven't seen it in a while though. Does it hold up? It's got to hold up, right? Robin Williams is great in dramatic roles in movies. Better than what he does in comedy, right? That's a hot take. All right, this next song, obviously, even if I had too many songs, I was going to put this on the list because it's a song by my favorite band. So got to play it. Let's do it. Look at that. I had a new intro. Let's do it is what I said.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this week's podcast, I chose a song from Pat's favorite band, Cheap Trick.
Yes.
The song is Reach Out from the Heavy Metal soundtrack, which is one of my all-time favorite songs from the band. Cheap Trick had two songs on this soundtrack, the other one being I Must Be Dreamin'. Reach Out was co-written by bass player Pete Kamada, who replaced Tom Peterson from 1980 to 1981, and former Montrose lead singer Bob James, who replaced singer Sammy Hagar. In 2016, Rolling Stone included this song in their list, 10 Insanely Great Cheap Trick Songs Only Hardcore Fans Know. Pat, you can start this around the 30-second mark. You and your listeners take care and be safe.
Okay, now here's the funny thing about this. The Heavy Metal soundtrack has two Cheap Trick songs on it. And the Heavy Metal soundtrack also has two songs by a band named Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. Now, the guy who just played Reach Out is Jerry Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. And the lead guitarist and founding member of the band Riggs is named Jerry Riggs, but it's not the Jerry Riggs you just heard. It's another Jerry Riggs. By the way, if I'm trying to fix something around the house and I can't quite get it right, I just Jerry rig it. Needless to say, this is one of the two songs that is on the soundtrack by the band Riggs. Let me play it for you. It's called Heartbeat. Heavy Metal, Cheap Trick, Riggs, Jerry Riggs. All right. Next up, this dude. The rest is all dudes. It's dude heavy.
Hey, Pat. This is Brian Berkey from PA. My suggestion for an original soundtrack song is a forgotten psychedelic classic from the 1967 movie The Producers. I'm pretty sure this song hasn't appeared anywhere else. Heck, it wasn't even included in the stage adaptation of the movie, or the movie adaptation of the stage adaptation of the movie. Drop the needle at the start of the song and enjoy a little Love Power.
Love power, I'm talking about love power, the power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine, when I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands. And life is fine, cause she understands, walking down the sun.
That's a nice change of pace, Brian. I liked it. I liked that song, Love Power. Good choice. Thank you for playing it. Let's move on to something a little bit different than Love Power. This comes to us from a soundtrack, from a movie. It's based on a cartoon. It's from our friend David Ace Gutierrez.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, this is David Ace Gutierrez from Los Angeles, California, frequent contributor to the show and friend of Pat Francis, and Kyle Dodson. I miss that guy. My song today is Pretend to Be Nice from the Josie and the Pussycats soundtrack album from 2001. This is written by Fountains of Wayne, the late, great Adam Schlesinger, and features vocals by Kay Hanley of Letters to Cleo fame. It's a great album, great overall pop album from a, I think, a very underrated gem of a cult classic movie with the delightful Rachel A. Cook and Rosario Dawson. Enjoy!
Well, he looks at me with those innocent eyes and says it looks like you're wearing some kind of disguise, because your hair sticks up, your shoes are untied. I hope that you got that shirt at half price, and every word I say falls flat on the floor. I try to tell a joke, he's heard it before, and I don't think that I can take it no more. He's driving me right out my front door. Why?
Pretend to Be Nice, 19 years old, from 2001. David did not give any props to Tara Reid, who's in the Pussycats. I don't know why, but he didn't. Good song, David. Good choice. All right, moving right along, powering through this episode. Coming up next, retired fireman, my BFF. Hear what he's got to say.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Rock Solid family. Tom Neuerberg here, your pal from NorCal. My pick for this week's episode is Live to Tell by Madonna. I know what you're thinking. That's from her album True Blue. And yes, you're right, it is. But prior to that, it made its first appearance on the soundtrack of the movie At Close Range. Great movie, great song, probably my favorite Madonna song. Started at around 25-second mark. Everybody enjoy and take care.
Sometimes it gets so hard to hide it well.
It's a good Madonna song. Her voice is good on that. I enjoy that one. Good pick. And Tom is correct. That was from Live to Tell, prior to being included on the True Blue album. All right. Coming up right now, we got another song from a soundtrack. Who would have thought?
Hey, Pat. It's Willie Araldi from Queens, New York. Happy to hear you guys are doing okay out there. Stay healthy, stay strong. We're trying to do the same here on the East Coast. Hoping to one day make a rock solid barbecue at some point. That would be great. Calling in a song for movie soundtracks. It's called Something to Talk About. And not the Bonnie Raitt song. It's the Badly Drawn Boy song. It's for a soundtrack for a movie called About a Boy. And it's got Hugh Grant in it, Rachel Weisz, Toni Collette. Really, really great movie. Heartwarming, funny. Hugh Grant plays a jerk with a heart of gold. Great soundtrack. Badly Drawn Boy composed all the songs for it. And this one's called Something to Talk About. Great song. Lots of fun. And heartwarming as well. All right. Enjoy. Thanks, man. Bye.
If I've ever heard that song, Badly Drawn Boy. And it's been so long since I saw About a Boy, because it was 18 years ago. But, you know, a lot of these soundtrack songs are from albums that came out years and years ago. I don't really know if are there many movies that make original soundtracks? I mean, with songs by artists anymore? I mean, there's always going to be, you know, incidental music and a film score. But, this might be a bygone era of music making when you contact an artist and ask them to do a song for a movie. I wish it would come back. I keep wondering if the new Top Gun movie is going to have an original soundtrack, because that original Top Gun movie, I mean, the whole thing's shot like a music video anyway, but it's the music is so important to the cheesy goodness of the original Top Gun. So I'm sure they're going to go full on dramatic with the new one, but we'll see. It's supposed to come out in December. No way. There's no way. Look for that around 4th of July, 2021. All right, here we go. Just a couple more tunes.
Gabba, hey, Rock Solid Nation. It is Jeff from Hohokin.
Now, this is Jeff Frank. He always starts by saying gabba gabba hey. This is not my fault, Jeff. Your gabba gabbas were clipped in the original file you sent me. So that was not my fault. Not my fault. Glenn K. Amo, that was my fault. This is not my fault. So you're going to catch Jeff mid-gabba.
Gabba hey, Rock Solid Nation. It is Jeff from Hohokus, New Jersey. And I am chiming in with my pick for this week for a soundtrack tune. And I'm going with The Witch by The Cult off of the oh-so-forgettable Cool World soundtrack, which gets a less than cool 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. So this is a little bit of a departure for The Cult, or maybe an evolution in sound. Got the addition of a bunch of electronic elements, including drums. But it's got such a great groove to it with the fuzzed out bass. So I say crank it. and stay frosty.
That is some fuzzy goodness from The Cult. Cool World soundtrack. Brad Pitt was in that, right? Kim Basinger? Never saw it. Is it Basinger or is it Bassinger? Is it Adam Schlesinger or is it Adam Schlesinger? I don't know. But let me know. I would appreciate it. All right, this is our second Kevin of the day. Let's see what he's going to bring.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. It's Kevin Lynch from Springfield, Missouri. My pick is a deep track from the 80s. Released in 1987, Baghdad Cafe is a quirky film about two very different women whose lives intertwine at a truck stop cafe in the Mojave Desert. Calling You by Jeveta Steele is a dreamy, haunting song that was nominated for an Oscar as Best Original Song, but lost out to Carly Simon's Let the River Run from Working Girl. In 1990, they made a TV series, Baghdad Cafe, with Whoopi Goldberg playing the part of C.C. Pounder, but it didn't last long. I remember Roger Ebert once saying that Calling You should have won the Oscar, but by losing, the song in the film has largely been forgotten. I haven't seen the movie in over 30 years, but I don't know if it still holds up. But I still listen to Calling You, and it definitely holds up. Hope you enjoy this deep track. Thanks, Pat.
A hot, dry wind blows right through me. The baby's crying, and I can't sleep. But we both know a change is coming, coming closer, sweet release. I am calling you. I know you hear me.
Let that play a little bit. Wanted that to sink in. Nice vocals. Very nice. Good pick, Kevin. All right, we're coming up to our last listener curated song by my friend Joe Reynolds. And he picked one I love. I love it so much. Then we'll do a little promoting and then I'll do the play out. And that's how it works. All right, Joe, introduce it.
Hello, Rock Soliders. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. My choice for this episode is Old Habits Die Hard by Mick Jagger and Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. This comes off of the Alfie soundtrack released in 2004. Old Habits Die Hard won the 2005 Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. A little bit of trivia, singing background is a then unknown Katy Perry. Pretty cool. Enjoy. Thanks, Pat.
I thought I shook myself free. You see, I bounce back quicker than most. But I'm half delirious. It's too mysterious. You walk through my walls like a
goes. And I take every day at a time. I'm proud as a lion in his lair. Now there's no denying it, no decrying it. You're all tangled up in my hair. Old habits die hard. Old soldiers just fade away. Old habits die hard. Harder than November rain. Old habits die hard. Old soldiers just fade away. Old habits die hard. Hard enough to feel the pain.
We all right. That's the second Mick Jagger solo song of the episode. I love Mick Jagger solo so much. Do I like it better than the Stones? No, I don't like it better than the Stones. Do I like it just as much as the Stones? Yeah, I like it just as much as the Stones. Do I like it better? Maybe I do like it better. Good song. All right. Do some promoting. Please follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show. You can follow Kyle at Kyle.SonFunny. Go to RockSolidPodcast.com for all things about the podcast, episodes, and links to the Patreon page and ways to buy t-shirts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, I got tons of swag. I got stickers. I got a Rock Solid enamel pin. I got a Kiss pin. I got a Cheap Trick logo inspired button and a Who logo inspired button. So you can email me, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. Ask how you can get some stickers and some buttons. And when I say ask how, I mean purchase them. But I'll send you a nice, I'll send you a nice little prize pack. I'll throw some stuff in an envelope or a box, send it to you for monetary gain. They weren't free. I bought them. I invested money hoping to get back. So far, I got a pile of junk. What else? Remember this Friday, Patreon supporters, $2 plus can win a copy of Peter Asher's book, The Beatles from A to Z, an alphabetical mystery tour. I've got three copies, hardbound, and they came courtesy of Henry Holt Publishing. And don't forget to check the Facebook page and the Twitter today when you're hearing this, and I'll post some information about the coasters and how to purchase them and a code. And then in a week or so, we will be giving some of those away. And you'll love them. When you see the picture of my coasters, and that sounds sexual, but when you see pictures of my coasters, you're going to want to get some. And that's all I got to say about that. All right. This episode clocks in at about 1 hour and 30 minutes. Very nice. Very doable. Thank you to everyone who sent songs in. Not sure what the topic will be for the next Monday bonus episode. But I'll figure it out. I'll let you know some way through the Twitter. Or maybe it'll be Patreon-only people. They deserve it. All right, coming up next, another Cheap Trick song. This is one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs. Just like Reach Out, I wish this song was more well-known. And I wish Reach Out and this next song were put back in the set list. These are such great Cheap Trick songs. This is from the soundtrack to the Meatloaf movie Roadie. And it is called Everything Works If You Let It. And I just love it. And remember that. That's actually good advice. Everything works if you let it. So let's stay safe, healthy, and well. And I'll talk to you soon.